in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. We celebrate Easter, the resurrection of Jesus. He has been raised from the dead. The angel said to the women, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Our Lord Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. He has conquered sin, Satan, and the grave. Oh, yes, in the power of his death and resurrection." Hallelujah. That's the ram's horn calling us to pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. A triumphant holy day. Who did once upon the cross, hallelujah, suffered to redeem our loss, hallelujah. Our Lord has been raised from the dead, and he has conquered. He has conquered you. He has conquered me. He has conquered everything that we go through. And he is the risen Lord, and he has appeared to Peter. Oh, yes, to Peter. It always says that, not only to the disciples, but especially to Peter, the head of the apostles. I'm reading from the 24th chapter of Luke, verse 13. Now on the same day, that's Easter Sunday, day of resurrection, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus. They were leaving Jerusalem because they think Jesus is dead. They're going back home, and they're going to hear from their parents or from their wives, "I told you you shouldn't have left everything to follow that man." Oh, yes, they're going home. They're downcast. Their eyes are on the ground. They're talking about Good Friday, about how Jesus died, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. Sometimes we are kept from recognizing him. I remember many years ago, this couple helped us. We had gone to evangelize, and they evangelized us. And I remember going to the door to get their license plate number, and they were gone. They were gone. I recognized afterwards that we might have been with two angels at that time. They were gone. They were gone. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed, in word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him." This is what they're talking about. They think Jesus is dead. Jesus is walking with them. Do you know that Jesus is walking with you today? Do you know that he's not only walking with you, but if you're a Christian, he's walking in you today? Do you know that he is the resurrection and the life? Do you know that he has plans for your life? Plans to give you a future and a hope? Do you know that glorious Jesus has been raised from the dead, and that anything is possible now because of the resurrection? Anything is possible now because of the resurrection.
And you have that resurrection power coursing through your body. You have the power of the resurrection to live a resurrected life, flowing through every cell in your body. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you walk in victory. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you walk in miracles. There were many great teachers upon this earth, but there's only one who rose from the dead. Buddha is still in the grave. Muhammad is still in the grave. But Jesus is risen. And because Jesus has risen, you have victory. You have overcome the death, the grave, the devil. And we are just called to live in this celebration to God. Because when we walk in gratefulness and we walk in celebration, the power of God is upon our lives. You know, we look with our eyes, but we see with our heart. And we need to know in our heart that Jesus is living within you, that Jesus has put his power in you. When we go somewhere, we carry a spiritual atmosphere with us. That's why when you get around some people, it just feels good, because you carry a spiritual atmosphere around you. Lord Jesus, let's be surrounded by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let us live in this praise and worship and jubilation, because you are risen, so are we, because we have the resurrected life within us. And when we live in this place of praise and worship, we carry heaven in our atmosphere. And everyone we come across, they get a release of heaven into their lives.
And the two men said, but we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. We had hoped, and our hopes are shattered. He's dead. He's dead. They don't know that it's the risen Savior. They don't know that it's God himself speaking to them. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and they came back and told us that they indeed had seen a vision of angels who said to them, he was alive. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? The women went to anoint his body because they couldn't do it. It was the Sabbath when he died. And so what happens? They see a vision of angels saying to them, why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. We need to know that Jesus is not in the grave. I remember Peter Kreft asking his class, who is the most important dead person that is in your life? And many people wrote Jesus. He said, don't you know he's been alive? He rose from the dead. Don't you know he's not dead anymore? Don't you know he's alive? Don't you know that he knows everything about you? Don't you know that he conquered sin? He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered Satan. Don't you know this? Imagine these people were taking a course in Christianity and they said that Jesus was dead. No, Jesus is not dead. He is alive, and he has appeared to Simon Peter. Jesus is alive, and we need to know that. And as he walks along with us in our own Emmaus walk. But we are not walking to Emmaus. We're walking back to Jerusalem, to the community that knows that the Lord is alive, that he hears and answers prayer, that he's God Almighty.
And he has raised us up with him and made us sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to the Father, our spirit man now sits with Christ Jesus next to the Father in heavenly places. And we have power, authority, and dominion upon this earth. Jesus Christ gave us what Adam and Eve lost. He gave us back. That we walk in this world far above, sitting above the demonic, sitting above the forces of this world. And we have dominion upon this world to bind and loose. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosed on the earth is loosed in heaven. We have the grace to relive, to release miracles, to release power, to release blessings. You know, our destiny is always on the tip of our tongue. What we have spoken over our lives, our whole lives, is our destiny. You know, the enemy wants to get in and try to get us to speak not God's destiny for us. But when Jesus Christ created you, he created you and he put a destiny within your soul. This is my child. I am creating them for greatness and for this specific purpose. But when we become born again, that means we are born of above. That means we become a supernatural human being. When we receive Jesus, we begin to walk into our destiny. We begin to walk into the power of God. We begin to walk into what Jesus Christ created us to be. You know, people who try to be happy are the most miserable people in the world. The only people who are happy are the people who serve God, because fulfillment comes when we be what we were created to be, what we do, what we are created to do. But we can only walk into our inheritance when we receive Jesus and we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live this resurrected life. Today, because Jesus has risen from the dead, you have the resurrected life.
That resurrected life is within you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you, dwells within me. Scripture continues to say, some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit to interpret within us all the scriptures of Jesus Christ, that he's been raised from the dead, that he went to the cross out of love for us. Isaiah 53. I tell Jewish people, read Isaiah 53 and you'll see who is the Messiah. But not only Isaiah 53, but John 20, Luke 24, where Jesus rises from the dead and is victorious. Do you know that he's victorious in you? You say, I'm weak. But in your weakness, he is most strong. In your weakness, he is most strong. That's Jesus working through your weakness. He says, I am with you always, even until the end of time. I love you. I love you. I love you. I am with you always, even until the end of time. It doesn't feel that way. It's true, though. He said it. He believes it. And it's true. I am with you always, now, even until the end of time.
Who can know the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God within him? It's the Holy Spirit that reveals to us our destiny. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals to you the love of God. It's the Holy Spirit that puts Jesus Christ's power in his life to you. You know, we could know Father Tom, and I could tell you all about Father Tom and how great he is and what a good guy he is. But meeting Father Tom is a totally different thing. You know, we can know about Jesus, but meeting Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit gives us that inheritance in the destiny that we are created to live in. You were created to live in the love of God. You were created to live in the fullness of the life that Jesus Christ has for you. The Holy Spirit unlocks destiny upon your life. Ask today, Holy Spirit, unlock my destiny. Holy Spirit, put the spirit of wisdom and revelation within me. Let the spirit of might fill my life now in Jesus' name. Cry out to the Lord today. Ask the Lord to fill you with his power and his gratefulness. God is a God of expansion. Jesus Christ did not die for a gospel without power. Jesus Christ did not die so we could have a little life. He died and he rose from the dead so that we could have an expanded life and be free and fully alive. And that is your destiny. But on the cross before Jesus Christ rose, he said, "It is finished." So Jesus did his job. Now it's time to do our job. We are kingdom enforcers. We are heaven's representative. We represent heaven upon this earth. We decree heaven's decrees upon this earth and watch it be done. We enforce heaven's dictates upon this earth. You know, so often we're waiting for Jesus. But today, Jesus is waiting for you. You've been waiting and waiting for Jesus, but the Lord is waiting for you. Make a move. Make a move. Step out in faith. The Lord cannot do anything with a stagnant object. But as you walk forward in faith, that's all the Lord needs. Because he says, even if you take a misstep, keep going forward, and I will readjust you into your destiny, into why I created you, into my love. Just move forward and watch what I do with your life.
Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of it soon. Move from it into the things of God. You shall lay hands upon the sick, you, and they will be healed. You shall cast out demons, you. You shall cast out demons. Oh, yes, these are the promises of God, that we would do these things, lay hands upon the sick, and they would get well. Last night I had a word of knowledge that somebody with the neck was being healed, and they were right in the line, and the Lord healed them out of power of the resurrection, out of the power of the resurrection. You say, well, that's not too big a thing. It would be big if it happened to you. It would be big if it happened to me. Oh, yes. Jesus is risen from the dead. As they came near the village to which they were going, that's Emmaus, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, staying with us, because it's almost evening and the day is nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. They don't know it's Jesus. When he was at table with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. What do you think Jesus was doing? He was doing the Eucharist. Breaking of bread refers to the Eucharist. They were receiving the body and blood of Christ in Emmaus, and now they recognize this is Jesus. We recognize him in the breaking of the bread. We recognize him in Holy Communion. We recognize him as Lord of the living and Lord of the dead. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? How we need the Lord to open the scriptures to us, each one of us, because it's good news. It's good news. Stay in the resurrection scriptures now. Stay there. Luke 24, John 20 and 21. The end of Matthew and the end of Mark. Stay in the scriptures that Jesus is risen from the dead and he has conquered. Let's continue. As they were on the road while he was opening the scriptures to them, they came that same hour. They got up and returned to Jerusalem. Who's in Jerusalem? The community is back. They're not going to Emmaus anymore. They're going back to the community in Jerusalem to praise God and to meet Jesus again. Let's continue. That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and the companions gathered together. They were saying that the Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. He has appeared to Simon. That's a very important. The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon Peter. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Catholic Church breaks the bread every single day. We have Eucharist every single day. It is the risen Christ that we receive. It is the Lord of glory that we receive. It is the one who conquered sin that we receive. It is the one who conquered death that we receive. It is the one who conquered the grave that we receive. We receive the risen Savior. We receive Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Jesus said, as often as you do these things, not as seldom, but as often as you do these things, do them in memory of me.
Were not our hearts burning? Make our hearts fire. We have the baptism of water, of the Holy Spirit, but in fire. Jesus is a man of fire, and we want to be what we were created to be. You were created to be a little Christ, a person of fire, burning with the love of God, burning with the fire of God, burning with the dictates of heaven, burning in the supernatural fire of God. Lord Jesus, we pray you break the scriptures open to us. We need to understand what words are. You know, words in the spiritual realm, words aren't even created to communicate. They're created to produce new life, produce healing. This world was created by the spoken word. That spoken word, as we speak the word of God, it produces healing. It produces freedom. It produces life. You know, words are a transfer. As we read the words of the scripture, the words of God, we are transferred from death to life. We are transferred from sick to healed. Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. Jesus came to make dead people alive. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to put his eternal life into you. Jesus wants to put his eternal joy into you. Jesus wants you to have life and life abundantly. I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Jesus wants you to flourish. He wants you to thrive. In every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, thrive in your spirit. Let it be reborn, born again. Soul, let it be healed. Let it be full of life. Your body, let it be healthy. Let it be full of power. Jesus created you for life and life abundantly. Jesus created you to be supernatural. You know, we can see what we can see, but everything that we can see is dictated by the unseen realm, by the spirit realm. But in the spirit realm, you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus next to the Father. In the spirit realm, you have dominion, authority, and power. There is power when you have received the Holy Spirit. To evangelize, we ask the Holy Spirit to anoint us and fill us with his power so we can live the resurrected life. Let's all pray. Pray with us. Lord Jesus, fill us with the resurrected life.
Fill us with the resurrected life.
Fill us with your power.
Fill us with your power.
Come baptize us in your love.
Baptize us
in your love. Jesus, you are the man of fire. Release that fire. Release that fire. Let our hearts be burning, burning, burning for love of you. If we don't burn for Jesus, we're going to burn for the things of this world. Let us burn only for the dictates of heaven today.
Somebody asked me today, what is the word for today? And Anthony said it, flourish. Amen. We are called to flourish in this world. We are called to be leaders in this world, that we lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to be students and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that today?
And how do we witness? There's only one way. You make people want what you have. You let God fill you. You let God anoint you. You let God own you. Holiness is ownership. How holy are you is how much God owns of you. And when someone sees you fully alive, filled with the love and the fire of God, you don't even need to say a word. They just are going to want what you have within you.
Regina Cheli, letare, alleluia. Quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit sicum dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.